I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the voice of St. Louis, KMOX. My name is Bo Matthews, and there are stories all over the world about COVID-19, and every day it gets a little closer to home. And I found out and saw a video of Pastor Tim Lewis. He is the pastor at Bethel Baptist Church in Troy. And Pastor Tim, I have to tell you, when my wife broke the news to me that Easter services were not going to be happening, we both nearly came to tears, but you are actually experiencing COVID-19. You are testing positive for it. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Bo. I'm better today than I have been the last few days, and I'm really grateful. I hope that we're on the backside of this thing, and soon we'll be clean bill of health and out of this quarantine situation.
And how did you contract it? Are you for sure where it was at?
You know, I don't know 100% for sure, but I'm pretty confident. I probably got it on the airplane from Ukraine, Kiev, Ukraine to Munich, Germany. I was seated next to a very sick woman, and she was coughing and she had a mask on, but she was sick. And I just wonder if I got it from her, but it could have been the airport. I was in an international airport coming home, and you just bump into a lot of people from all over the world. But I was not sick the whole time I was in Ukraine. None of the other people that went to Ukraine with me or that we were around got sick. So I caught it on the way home, I think.
My goodness. Well, you've been self-quarantined for about how long now?
Well, I got home on the 10th, so I've been quarantined since I've come home.
Oh, so it was during the quarantine that the symptoms started to arise, and that's when you wanted to get tested.
I'd been home a couple of days, and then I developed a cough. And I was already decided that I would quarantine just out of safety precaution.
Sure.
But then I started developing these symptoms, and I called my doctor, and he said, well, you know, you can't come in here. I said, sure, I understand. So what do I do? Anyway, eventually I got to Mercy Hospital's drive-through testing facility and qualified to be tested. And they tested me on a Saturday morning, and it was about 6 days. I had to wait, and they called me and said, yes, definitely had it. So.
Well, I guess my question is, being a leader of a flock, even though you're going through all this, I thank God for the communication abilities we have at this day and age to be able to check on my father in New Jersey or whatever. But as a leader of a church for over three decades, correct?
Yes.
Is your congregation reaching out to you for prayer or for help or anything like that still?
Well, you know, we stay in constant contact, and I tried to send them several videos and post stuff on Facebook and emails, let them know what's going on with me.
Yeah.
And also tell them I'm praying for them. But, you know, here's one of the beautiful things now. The sheep are helping care for the shepherd, and they are showing all kinds of kindness and love for me during this time. And so I've been stuck at home, but they've brought meals by, set them on the front porch and let me know that left every day some little gift of food or something somebody's dropped by or cards. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's been great.
And for those people that are listening right now that are, you know, because we're all watching the numbers on the network TV about how many deaths and how many people are sick and how many, all this stuff. For somebody that may not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, what would you say to that person? Because I know that there's scriptures in the Bible. My wife and I have been poring over those to find out. And I'm a radio guy, but I'm a horrible communicator when it comes to trying to share what the Bible says about things like this, other than turning to God. What would you say to those people that are listening?
Well, you know, Bo, none of us are exempt from sickness or disease or tragedy or hurt in this world, and we're all pretty vulnerable. And but we have a great God, and He's with us. And I'm just reminded that, you know, He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He's with me in the good times of my life, and He's with me in the sorrowful times of life and the sick times of life. And I know that I didn't get this because God doesn't love me or God doesn't care about me. We live in a world of sin and sickness and sorrow and suffering. We just do. But He's there. The Bible says God is our refuge and our strength and a real, very present help in time of trouble. And so I can turn to Him. I can find faith in Him. I know that He's sovereign. I know that He's good. I know that He's loving. I know that He's present with me. And I know that He's wise. And I know that He holds me in His hand. And whether I live or whether I die, I'm going to be with Him because I've trusted in Jesus Christ. And that's the hope that I have. And I think all of us are becoming more and more aware that we're vulnerable. We live in a world of sin and sorrow and suffering. But isn't that the good news of Easter?
It is. It is.
The good news of Easter is that God loves us, that He sent the real antidote for the virus that's killing all of us, which is sin and death. And Jesus died for us, that He took our sin and paid for it. And He rose again so we can have eternal life. And there's great hope of life here, but eternally through Him. And so that's where my hope rests in that.
Well, so, I appreciate you sharing that,
and
because
if I can just help our people to get that, and then I'm a real live human being, you know, that's got this thing, and everybody's whipped into a frenzy of fear about it, and I understand it because it's frightening, but He's with us.
You know, it's amazing to me, Father Tim, that you know, this self-quarantining has given us all time to do things that we normally don't have time or don't take time to do. And as lonely as sometimes, even with my wife in the house, you know, there's times that you feel lonely during this time. And
yes.
And I always try to remind myself that I'm not alone, that God is with
That's
me.
Right.
And that it does comfort me. It really does. I mean, it's amazing to see how amazing the churches of all faiths are getting together and trying to get their sermons out online. If somebody wants to find your church, now you're not preaching yet, right? Because you're still...
No, I've been quarantined. Although I did do like a little devotional thing last Sunday. And then we had some music, and then one of my associates preached the main sermon Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to. One of the great things about technology is I recorded mine here. The music was recorded somewhere else, and the other pastor preached his sermon somewhere else, and it was all brought together and presented as live at 10 o'clock. It's still up online. People are still watching it today, but. I'm going to preach a sermon Sunday, Lord willing, and I'm going to feel like the Lord's giving me a text out of John 14 about hope and peace in the midst of anxiety, and I plan on preaching Sunday.
Wow, that's amazing.
We'll be on Facebook Live and YouTube live Sunday at 10.
And so for the people that don't have a church home, can they find you? What would be the name they would search for on Facebook?
Sure. Bethel Baptist Church, Troy, Illinois. And or Bethel Church, Troy, Illinois.
Beautiful. Well, I thank you for your time, and I hope you have a speedy recovery and get on the other side of this so you can continue to lead your flock at Bethel Baptist. Thank you, Father Tim Lewis. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Bo.